Today's reading is in Habakkuk, chapter 3, beginning in verse 17, and then going into the book of Zephaniah. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. Zephaniah 1. The word of the Lord that came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushai, son of Gedaliah, son of Amariah, son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah. I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will sweep away man and beast. I will sweep away the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea and the rubble with the wicked. I will cut off mankind from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off from this place the remnant of Baal and the name of the idolatrous priests along with the priests. Those who bow down on the roofs to the host of the heavens, those who bow down and swear to the Lord and yet swear by Milcom, those who have turned back from following the Lord, who do not seek the Lord or inquire of him. Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice and consecrated his guests. And on the day of the Lord's sacrifice I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all who array themselves in foreign attire. On that day I will punish everyone who leaps over the threshold and those who fill their master's house with violence and fraud. On that day, declares the Lord, a cry will be heard from the fish gate, a wail from the second quarter, a loud crash from the hills. Wail, O inhabitants of the mortar, for all the traitors are no more, all who weigh out silver are cut off. At that time I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are complacent, those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do ill. Their goods shall be plundered, and their houses laid waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink wine from them. The great day of the Lord is near. Near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty man cries aloud there. A day of wrath is that day, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet blast and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. I will bring distress on mankind, so that they shall walk like the blind, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust, and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them on the day of the wrath of the Lord. In the fire of his jealousy, all the earth shall be consumed. For a full and sudden end he will make of all the inhabitants of the earth. So Habakkuk has been going back and forth between questioning and then praying to God. And the very end of the book says that no matter what happens, no matter whether all of the produce is gone, all the agriculture is gone, whether there are no herds around, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. And that's the proper attitude. He deserves that, whether we might be in want or not. But of course, Habakkuk is talking about the coming calamities upon the people. And he says, though I may see these things happen, I will still trust in the Lord. Then we started the book of Zephaniah. Zephaniah prophesied during the reforms of King Josiah, which is 640 to 609 BC. Remember that Josiah brought spiritual revival to Judah after a long and disastrous reign of Manasseh. Zephaniah pronounced God's judgment concerning the corruption and the wickedness that was so rampant, but he also mentions a plan to restore Judah. He spoke of a coming day of the Lord when sin would be punished, that justice would again prevail, and a remnant of the faithful would be saved. The term day of the Lord occurs throughout the Bible, referring both to impending historical judgments from God and to that final judgment at the end of time. So like Joel, the major theme of Zephaniah is the day of the Lord. In fact, the word day here occurs 20 times within this very short prophetic book. Now, Joel never mentions the sins of the nation, but Zephaniah exposes that sin, accusing the nation of idolatry and moral corruption. So there are some similarities also to Jeremiah. There are parallels between Zephaniah and Jeremiah with Isaiah and Micah from a century before this. He starts off with giving his lineage, which included Hezekiah. And then he goes on to give a general announcement of the coming destruction and announces Judah's destruction specifically. When you get down to verse 10, he makes mention of all three of the districts here that are on the north side of Jerusalem, and this is the section where Nebuchadnezzar broke through the walls in 586 BC. And so this day of the Lord is near, and he gives these prophecies that should wake them up from their stupor if they would dare to listen. That concludes our reading today. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.